And that brings me to my next point about the dream book and the dream board, and which are great tools to really remind us of desires, because like we can go and do this work and make the list and get clear, and then we can go and work and forget. Use these tools that will help you remind you. Like a dream board, I love using these two tools. Like I use both. I use a dream board because I travel a lot. What I do with a dream board, I make it a small one, but I use more the dream book, which is a book I really just literally just write down everything. Like for example, let's say I realized I was staying in a hotel and I didn't like the view. It gave me clarity that what I wanted was actually to have always staying in places where I always had beautiful views of the sea, of the ocean, of the city, people, of garden, of greenery. It made me clear and I wrote that down, right? Sometimes that's the other thing. If you're in a position where you're like, but Shireen, I have no idea what I want in my life. Think about the things that you have in your life that you do not want. And start from there. What is going on in your life that you do not want? And that can start maybe with money. Like, I'm not getting the money. I'm stuck. I'm in a job that is killing me and taking too many hours. If that's what you don't want, translate that. Transform that. What do you want? If it's a job, I want to have, and what would be the opposite? I want something that I desire. A business gives me the freedom of time and that I can rest, create, and be of service to.